This is Amy, and I was hoping that I am catching you at a good time. Just kidding. I am recording a new podcast episode, and it's to welcome you to my Align and Design program. This program is especially designed by me, and it's combining two of my favorite books. The first one is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And to be totally honest, this one, the first time I read it, I don't know that I made it through the whole book. And I feel like it was one of those things I just wasn't ready for the book. I wasn't, my awareness wasn't really where it needed to be to grasp the concepts of the book. And so, that happens with books. And I think, I really love the quote that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I feel like that totally happened with that book. And then the other book, or combination of books, because I really feel like they're intertwined very energetically, is Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now and A New Earth. So I'm sure I'll talk about the books as we go along through this 11 plus week course, but that was definitely one of the things. I read The Power of Now, and it was probably a little over my head at the time, but I grew and I evolved over the course of the next 2 years since I first read that book. And then through Jess Lively, who you'll probably hear about a lot in this class, she recommended A New Earth, whereas I had heard that this book wasn't as good as the first one, which is kind of funny because people say that about, sequels with movies, like, oh, it's never going to be as good as the first one. But I honestly think that the second book, A New Earth, is even better than the first one, because for me, I'm really a pragmatic, kind of practical person, and I felt like there was so much more in A New Earth that I could really put into practice. The subtitle for A New Earth is Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, I believe. And I feel like that for me was really eye-opening, because I spent a good 2 years trying to figure out how this spiritual awakening was even affecting my big picture life, my purpose in life. And I really felt like, that book, again, really appeared to me when I needed it, and my awareness was ready to appreciate a book like that. So those are kind of the books that I'm pulling from, but oh my gosh, I'm sure you will hear about many others through the course of this 11 weeks, because I am constantly reading and learning and growing. And I feel like that is one thing that you need to know as you're going into this is, if you have an open mind that wants to engage in knowledge, knowledge will engage with you. It will reveal itself. It will open itself to you. And I really hope that I can convey the messages and the concepts of of all of these books and help you apply them to your life in such a way that they will not just guide you, but really just be present with you. I don't know how else to say it, because I don't want you to feel like they're separate from you. I want you to feel like we're going to go through some, you know, each of these concepts kind of one by one. And I want you to really understand it in such a way that it resonates with you, and that it's not just a concept that's separate from you, but that you like embody it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, the other thing that I want to say is I feel like Think and Grow Rich can really feel like a book all about hustle and working hard, and it's really funny because it's not. It's so much about connecting to like your inner wisdom, and I feel like if this book had a different name, it would be Meditate Until, Meditate Until the Ideas Are Revealed to You, or something like that. I mean, it is so far from the hustle mentality that I can't even go there. So I really hope that through the course of at least the first couple weeks, I can really help you understand how to set goals and how to have kind of a plan, but how to not feel like you have to hustle and grind and work yourself to death to achieve what it is that you want to achieve. You are welcome to get any of these books and read along. However, I'm following them loosely. I'm kind of making up my own curriculum as I really feel led. It's not going to be a book club. Like, we're not going to read a chapter and then go through it or anything like that. I'm really, really, really just talking about a whole bunch of things that I've learned over the past couple of years, like law of attraction, subconscious programming, manifestation, and just present moment awareness. The idea of dwelling on the past, thinking about the future, how the energy goes to the past, the energy goes to the future in that situation. And really, we just want to focus on today and really what is unfolding today and how to be more present and aware to see the things that are opening to us. I feel like you know, we all may be in different places in our lives. Like, I have 3 children. I've been married for 17 years. I have a career, but I am, you know, always kind of changing that. I have a lot of health goals. And so I hope that this really can be kind of all encompassing for life, health, family, relationships, financial, spiritual, all things. I hope that it will cover all things, and that even if it's something like a physical ailment, I definitely have, you know, things about myself that I would change, and we'll be talking about some of those things probably over the course of the first couple of weeks for sure. But I really just hope that I really just hope that I can help you to maybe see life from a different perspective and just take a deep breath every once in a while. Take a deep breath and reset and refocus. And in doing that, we really just bring the energy back to the present moment. And we will go through this together. I'm really glad that you're here. I'm going to send out, well, in the email that you're probably receiving this link in, I will cover all the different kind of expectations, maybe, that what you can expect for printed material, podcasts, videos, that kind of thing. But I want you to know that I don't want to work myself either. And so I'm going to kind of set like a minimum standard, like I will do one podcast a week. And if something hits me, or I add another Instagram video or I add another podcast, then I'm just gonna flow with it and just be open to it. But I'm not gonna set some insane goals for myself that I'm not gonna want to maintain for all the 11 to 13 weeks that this course will be running. So yay, thank you so much for being here. This is my first program as far as really taking the teachings from my spiritual life and implementing them into my career, and just really aligning my life and designing it in a way that I want to live. And I guess that's how I got the name, Align and Design, because those are sort of the two actions that I feel like we'll be going through. We'll be really getting ourselves in alignment, and then we will be designing and really creating the life that we want for ourselves. So thank you again for being here. I love you. Appreciate you. Bye. Thank you.